USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the U.S. economy is in trouble, and he says millions of our fellow Americans are reeling.
They're American. They're suffering not because of anything they did. Through no fault of their own, they're suffering. Once-in-a-century virus has decimated our economy, and it's still wreaking havoc on our economy today.
Biden opened the White House speech by talking about the tepid job figures, saying the economy added 49,000 jobs last month. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says she feels freed after being kicked off her House committees. The Georgia Republican called a Capitol Hill news briefing and said she is sorry for the things she has said that are wrong or offensive. She called the committee assignments a waste of her time and says she now has other things to do. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by IBM. Patenting new inventions is an important part of innovation. In 2020, IBM received more than 9,000 U.S. patents across key technology fields, making IBM the top recipient of U.S. patents for the 28th year in a row. As many companies use quantum computing to tackle challenges in industries like energy and financial services, IBM remained the leader in quantum computing patents obtained. IBM inventors patented technology to help businesses scale their use of AI and received more than 3,000 patents related to cloud and hybrid technologies. Jeff Welzer, vice president of IBM Research, says,
since 1920, IBM has received more than 150,000 U.S. patents and played a crucial role in innovations ranging from magnetic storage to laser eye surgery. IBM's culture of scientific research is integral to the company's ability to develop technologies that matter to our clients, our communities, and to the world.
To learn more, visit research.ibm.com.
One of the people arrested for rioting at the Capitol is getting special treatment.
The man who stormed the Capitol wearing face paint, no shirt, and a furry horned hat has been moved to a jail in Virginia after a judge ordered authorities to provide him with organic food while he's in custody. Jacob Chansley, who calls himself the QAnon shaman, was transferred to the Alexandria Detention Center after his attorney argued he hadn't eaten in over a week because the jail in Washington refused to give him organic food. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Robinhood is removing its trading restrictions from the recently frenzied retail stocks. It comes a week after the app put limits on a number of shares an individual could buy during an online fueled buying surge that sent values of companies like GameStop and AMC soaring. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Kristi Noem criticized South Dakota news outlets for failing to report on economic damage caused by President Biden's decision to revoke the permit that President Trump had issued, allowing the Keystone XL pipeline to cross the U.S.-Canada border. The Republican governor discussing a Washington Examiner article that looks at some of the economic impact of the Keystone XL pipeline being shut down.
You know, this article was written by an organization and an entity out of Washington, D.C. Why is that? Why is it that no South Dakota reporters covered the real-life impacts of the loss of the pipeline? If I had taken an action that had ended hundreds or thousands of jobs in South Dakota with a stroke of the pen, I know for a fact that all of you would have covered it. I know that if former President Trump had taken an action that had ended hundreds or thousands of jobs for South Dakota families, you would have covered that. And that's how it should be. But frankly, I would expect all of you to treat this new administration exactly the same way. Let's make sure we hold them to the same standard. You call balls and strikes. You don't pick a side. Now, I believe in a fair press, a free press. I don't expect you to take my side on every issue, and I know that that's not your job. But by the same token, you shouldn't take the other side.
More news can always be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. A driver escaped serious injury when a cement truck struck a traffic light pole and ripped the pole and the traffic light control from its base, knocking out all traffic lights on Brigham Road Thursday afternoon. Officers in Washington City arrested a local man wanted on multiple felony warrants in connection with cases involving forgery, drugs, and counterfeit bills passed throughout Washington County. A Cedar City man convicted of felony counts of aggravated assault, firearm possession, and operating a meth lab was sentenced to prison on Monday. Utah veterans will soon gain access to low-cost courses at colleges and universities statewide as a result of newly passed legislation. And a proposed stalking amendments bill has moved to the House. Local advocacy groups oppose its message. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, sunny and 59 today, clear and 30 overnight. Tomorrow, sunny and 61. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Think while it's still legal. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
It's just one more way of reducing your liberty and reminding you that they can f*** with you anytime they want, as long as you put up with it. Which means, of course, anytime they want, because that's what Americans do now. They're always willing to trade away a little of their freedom in exchange for the feeling, the illusion of security. What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing, germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from in this country? Have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu, and Americans, they panic easily, so now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. In prisons, before they give you a lethal injection, they swab your arm with alcohol.
Hi there. Welcome. I could not say it better myself. Man, for a liberal, you know, he was... He had an amazing sense of liberty. It was very interesting to listen to him. And that was like 20 years ago. That was 20 years ago.
He was talking about today.
Yes. my gosh. My friend, Dr. Paul Gooch, joins me for this hour. And we also have a wonderful guest. And by the way, a big shout out to Ron Paul for joining me for the last hour. That was a really just a fun interview. And he was just, he's just honest and kind and just an amazing guy. Just an amazing guy. That was his sixth time on the show, and I really appreciate him coming back again and again. Right now, I have a wonderful guest, and I know if you've listened to the show, you've listened to my guest, because this guy's always just got his finger on the pulse of what's going on, and he's written a terrific book called Face Masks in One Lesson. Face Masks in One Lesson. Get the book. Alan Stevo, welcome to the show.
It is a joy to be with you, as always.
Oh, thanks. Best-selling author of the Bitcoin Manifesto. I bet you're just trying to... are you, like, going crazy over what's going on with Bitcoin? I have to ask you that.
Oh, it is. It is. With this stock trading these last 2 weeks, it's been amazing to watch. And this kind of this populist movement around Trump has moved into the economic realm. And Bitcoin is... part of that solution, perhaps, for taking down some of these people who want to be our overlords.
So true.
And yeah, I'm super excited. And the same with the face mask topic. It connects so nicely.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, do you think it'll go higher, Bitcoin? Because there were reports it would go to $150,000. I don't know. Just had to get your take.
Listen, when Bitcoin was $633 and I was selling Bitcoin to Morgan Spurlock so he could do a CNN special to see if he could live a week off Bitcoin. If you would have asked me then, where's it going to go? I don't know. I've never been able to figure out why Bitcoin moves or where it's going to go. It's going to go to zero or it's going to go to the moon. Those are the two things I know.
Amen. Amen, brother. Well, Alan has joined me multiple times in talking about some really interesting topics, and he's a wonderful journalist and just an author. I mean, an author, you do so many things, and on Mises.org, all kinds of different places to find Alan. But this book, I want you to talk about the book, Face Masks in One Lesson, because this is so important for people to understand. This book really covers a lot of ground, and you would think that there wasn't a huge amount of ground with this, but there actually is. Do you want to hit some of the finer points in this that people just don't realize?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Face Masks in One Lesson, it's going to take you 10 or 15 minutes to read the beginning, and it's going to give you kind of an outline of how to never wear a face mask again, and not how to wear it sometimes, not how to get past the compliance checkpoint, and then take it off while you're in the store or anything like that, but not how to do it with yelling at anyone, how to do it calmly, how to do it with a human-to-human discussion, and how to do it legitimately and ethically, and not have to worry about, well, am I really killing grandma? None of that nonsense. And I really take that apart with some of the best studies of 2020 and just going through it. And this isn't, you know, we had Dr. Paul, you had Ron Paul the last hour, and he was talking about this struggle session. He was talking about this struggle session effectively, you know, where they say you were mean to David Hogue. Say this isn't a fraud, this election. Say the masks work. Say the vaccines work. And they do it over and over again. It might be a judge doing it, too. It might be a friend. It might be a politician. It might be the media. Over and over again until you give up. And we had 5 years of a man being an example to Americans saying, just like Dr. Paul said, Ron Paul said, they were jealous of Trump.
Yep.
They knew Trump could say things that were unpopular, that were not politically correct, not allowed, and he would get away with it. And he would become even more popular for saying them. And America got courage again. And Face Masks in One Lesson is about this. It's about, I'm not asking you to storm Omaha Beach. I'm not asking you to spend your Christmas in a fetid French trench. I'm not telling you, hey, that's going to protect your liberty.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, one person at a time, taking off that face mask, you can protect your liberty. You can begin to draw boundaries around yourself and to say, I'm going to be ready no matter what comes. I'm going to know how to talk to people. I'm going to know how to have these boundaries of freedom around myself.
I love that.
Yeah, amen.
Wow,
are amen. You when the double mask thing came out, how shocked were you that people actually thought that might help? Because people are in airports with double masks and a shield. Amazingly so.
Yeah, I live in super lockdown land. I do not wear a mask. I go through life happily unmasked, and I live life normally. And, you know, in freer places like where you're living, I have to ask, if I can do it in lockdown land, what is your excuse, dear listener? What is your excuse for not going through the day 100% unmasked? Because people are watching you. People are looking for leaders right now, and they're not getting the leaders who they need. They're getting Andrew Cuomo and Pritzker and Whitmer and Newsom. They're not getting the leaders they need. And just like Ron Paul was saying, it's not in every generation. There's been these liberals. There's been people who sabotage themselves with awful ideas, and no one pretended Sodom and Gomorrah was going to run to the rescue. No one ever thought that. But another group has always existed, and that's the steel-spined people, the people who are the moral backstop, the people who are able to say no more. And I don't blame the liberals for what's happening right now. Some of them have half a brain. You can't blame them. But
so
the
true.
Folks who aren't standing up right now, I want to speak to the remnant. I want them to stand up right now. The children are watching us. The people looking for leaders are watching us, and something as simple as not wearing that face mask shows so much leadership.
And strength
this
and courage.
This is my favorite part of our show today.
I know, right? And courage, because I'm telling you, we need to see it. And you know, the trust in government, after so many lies have been had, and I honestly, after doing this a decade, I don't know what they've actually told the truth about anymore. But I know, remember Camel cigarettes for pregnant women? And you say this in the book, and you talk about the DDT in the neighborhoods. Remember when the government poisoned with the poison and alcohol 10,000 American citizens to try to get them them to stop drinking. I mean, we've had history after history after history. That was back in 1926. History of telling us that they are not the most honest creatures. Why is everybody listening to them? And it's been a year of wearing a mask for people. I don't know.
You know, there's so much attraction to that white medical coat. It has so much pull over us. And just like you said, Camel cigarettes for pregnant women, geez. The experts get it wrong sometimes. And the beautiful thing about the United States is how much emphasis there is, not on one-size-fits-all approaches. That's a concept of public health. That's a concept of this Marxist idea of public health that came about in the 1870s, 1880s, trying to put one-size-fits-all approaches on people, trying to chip away at their liberty. A very different concept is the 2,500-year-old concept, at least, going back to the Hippocratic Oath and likely far before that, which says individual patient and individual doctor together, working together against the world. And this is medicine. Right now what we're experiencing is this kind of Marxism plus medicine or utilitarianism plus medicine that we call public health. This is a nightmare, and we're seeing right now what happens when you go away from the idea of individual liberty and you say medical tyrants, public health officials, we're going to put you in charge of a country for a year. We're seeing right now with this corona communism and this face mask in one lesson. It's about face masks so much in detail, step by step, how to never wear a face mask at the grocery store, how to never do it on the airplane, how to never do it at jury duty, at work, at school, whatever it may be. But it's about so much more. It's about identifying your boundaries. It's about communicating your boundaries. It's about defending your boundaries. Because if you're going to wear a face mask, you're going to take that vaccine. And if you can say no to that face mask, you can say no to so much worse. And if any of the listeners even want a free sample, I've got a website, realstevo.com.
Okay. I love
it. They can get a little taste of the book there. And from time to time, I'll even send out emails about what the latest news is that they can kind of keep an eye on for and the latest techniques.
Realstevo.com. Realstevo.com.
R-E-A-L. stevo.com.
Realstevo.com. This book is so good. And honestly, you really are talking to those that don't want to wear it, but they wear it anyway. If we don't get a groundswell of people and some momentum working for us against all of these lies, we're losing this country. So every time you put on the mask, even though you don't want to wear it, take it off or embrace the loss of this country, because we are losing it. Step by step, we're losing it because too many people do not have any courage. They won't stand up. They won't do something as simple as walk into a grocery store. All you got to do is walk in like you own it. But Alan has so many great, all kinds of different things to tell you in this book about how to do this and how to get that backbone.
Can we ask what platforms the book is available on?
Kindle, all kinds of, it's on Amazon, Kindle, everywhere, right?
Yes, Barnes and Noble, and anywhere you buy print books or where you buy digital books,
okay,
you can find it.
What do you
Excellent.
Say to it with
30 masks in one lesson?
With about 45 seconds, what do you say to that remnant? What do you say to all those people that know they should not be wearing one but do it anyway?
Hey, what's your excuse, brother? In 1948, in Czechoslovakia, the most awful thing happened. They didn't stand up. They didn't stand up to the communists who came for them. And how did communism start for them? Communism started with a stolen election. That happened all over Europe. Wonderful cultures fell because of stolen elections, and the people did not stand up and stop it. 41 years later, in 1989, their children said, did you really have to put us through that for 41 years? Right now is the time to stop it, to stop all this nonsense,
sobering.
And to stop it, first of all, in your own life.
Sobering.
Alan Stevo, thank you.
Awesome.
Alan will be joining me in about 3 weeks. I really appreciate you. Face masks in one lesson, and go to realstevo.com for more as well. Face masks in one lesson. You're a champ. Love it. I love it. My hero. Thanks, Alan. Be right back.
How would you like to work for one of the fastest growing companies in Southern Utah? Balance of Nature employs more than 200 local individuals and plans to double that number over the next 6 months. We have always been a locally owned and operated company, and we never want to leave this area of Southern Utah. By supplying our whole food products directly to individuals, online or over the phone, Balance of Nature has served over a half a billion servings of fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature helps real people be a part of something that's making a difference. Be a part of Balance of Nature.
The culture here is so amazing. Everyone is so happy and helpful.
I enjoy my job at Balance of Nature because I'm able to help people improve their lives.
I have only been here for 6 months, and I can see a path for me to move up in the company.
For more information or to apply, please visit our website at balanceofnature.com.
What you need right now is a nice little getaway, and we have just what the doctor ordered. Retreat to Mesquite for the Casablanca Resort's $99 room and golf package. Right now, you can get a one-night stay in a gorgeous, super relaxing room at the Casablanca Resort and 18 holes of golf at your choice of either the Palms or Casablanca Golf Club. The perfect getaway you need right now. Book your $99 room and golf package now at casablancaresort.com or call 877-438-2929.
Hi, this is Dr. William Plum from Plum Dental. I want to take this moment to thank you for voting Plum Dental the best in Southern Utah for the second year in a row. At Plum Dental, we want you to be healthy. We want you to feel and look your best. We use the best materials and the latest technologies to safely and comfortably help you get there. If you're new in the area or are looking for a new dental home for your family, come check us out at plumdental.com and schedule your appointment today.
Are you tired of paying too much for your ink and toner? Have you decided to purchase ink online for a better deal only to find that you've received an inferior product? St. George Ink and Toner is the local trusted authority for your printing needs. St. George Ink and Toner is less expensive than the big box stores and higher quality than anything you can find online. All products have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Come see why everyone is buying from St. George Ink and Toner at their new location, 273 North Bluff Street.
Nielsen RV presents another episode of the Do Nothings.
Daddy, all my friends are going camping President's Day weekend. We don't want to do that, do we?
Of course not, honey. We're the Do Nothings. We enjoy just sitting around doing nothing.
That's right. Who wants to make new memories anyway? Not me, I guess.
Don't be a Do Nothing. Get an awesome RV at a great price with the warranty forever at Nielsen RV off the Bluff Street exit, State Street in Hurricane, and NielsenRV.com.
Are you worried about your parents' finances in retirement? Heritage Reverse Mortgage is changing lives with the new HECM Reverse Mortgage. Guidelines have changed dramatically in recent years, and reverse mortgages have become one of the best financial planning tools available. If you know someone that needs help to live better in retirement, we have the solution. Call now for a free informational DVD, 435-359-9000, or visit heritagereversemortgage.com. NMLS number 1497455. Not all borrowers will qualify.
Join Lyle Boss, president of Boss Financial, for Safe Money Radio at 5 p.m. every Friday and 9 a.m. every Saturday, right here on KZNU. Or call Lyle Boss now for your complimentary Safe Money book at 855-355-7233.
When people hear the word InfoWest, they think of dependable, friendly, fast, and reliable internet. Are those the words you would use to describe your internet provider? If not, then how about giving InfoWest a try? Wouldn't it be exciting to get new, fast, and reliable high-speed internet from a local company that cares? I know what you're thinking. The cords, the wires, the tools, the headache. Well, that's another reason why InfoWest is so great. InfoWest professionals will come to your house and install your high-speed internet, making it easy and it won't cost you a dime. That's right. Sign up for InfoWest high-speed internet and get free activation, free installation, and free equipment, a $200 value. Get all this from InfoWest. Heck, InfoWest brought the internet to Southern Utah, and that's why you should trust them for your internet connection. Isn't it time to come home? To InfoWest, the internet people.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kathleen Eubanks-Ming with the American Academy of Family Physicians. Bullies use power, strength, or popularity to hurt others emotionally or physically. And while you can't be with your child all the time, there are ways you can help. If your child encounters a bully, tell them to get to a safe place and tell an adult. You can also show them how to block online bullies. Teach them they can be more than a bystander and that they can help their peers. For more on bullying, visit familydoctor.org or talk with your family physician.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Stay with me. Let's just breathe.
Welcome back. Yeah, it's a great lesson. Just breathe. I feel like nobody can breathe right now. You walk around and it's tough out there. A little Willie Nelson on his cover of Just Breathe. Welcome back to the show. A big thank you to Alan Stevo for coming on.
That was awesome.
He is so good. And I really love having him as a recurring guest because he nails it. Number one, totally gets it. His journalism pieces are awesome. And his book, Face Masks in One Lesson, it really is a really thorough book of how to get that backbone back, how to get that courage. Because we are setting an example for these kids. When I see kids with masks, I want to cry. Because those parents are making those kids wear masks. And I walk into stores all the time. I just walk in like I own it. I don't put up with 2 seconds of somebody even wanting to come talk to me. I just walk in. And we've got to get courage back in this nation. If we can't stand up to this, how do we ever get the country back? I mean, this is just ridiculous. And he made such a fantastic point, and that was that it started with a fraudulent election that was very blatant, obvious to see. And all of a sudden, you start getting people with no courage as we kind of spiral downward. And the vaccine is next. And it's a gene therapy. It's not a vaccine. There's no COVID in it. It's a gene therapy shot. You really want to be their guinea pig for that?
Well, our whole population is quite dispirited by it. You know, I tell people when I can, I see a lot of despair in my chair from just the social isolation and the facial isolation.
You're dealing with a lot of elderly. They come in and they're almost in tears.
The most vulnerable people are the ones that are having the hardest time with all of the, you know, just the isolating effects of our response to this.
I've asked Dr. Paul Gooch to come in and talk a little bit about the Republic, kind of getting us back to our roots, because We have to have some really big lessons in why we have the government we do. Last time I checked, we still have a constitution. We're the only civilization to fight oppression with a constitution so unique and unlike any other.
Right.
And so if we have that in our arsenal, we should be able to fight this. But what we need is courage and we need education. And you were talking so eloquently in the last hour. You also shared it in a local hour we did about the reason that the founding fathers kind of looked at the Indian nation as the form of government that they were using as inspiration.
Right.
Because it worked. The 13 arrows.
So let's take James Wilson's his suggestion that we ransack the records of history, because really the fix to our problem, the loss of connected control that is allowing a government to just run wild, women's government gone wild. And the fix to it is Republican forms of government. That's what we've been talking about, the word republic. And
we're not talking about the party.
Not the party.
That's completely hijacked by Mitt Romney.
Right.
We're not talking about that. Yeah.
And so really we're saying to people all over America, you need to gather again in your states and learn what this means. And going to history helps. And this is why we're talking. I love the story of the Iroquois, because our founding fathers, they had looked to the Old Testament for clues on how to run a republic, but the living example, the example they could go and see in action was the Iroquois nation.
Right.
The Iroquois nation and Chief Canisotega made fast friends with Benjamin Franklin. Canisotega says, here, let me show you how this works. Here's an arrow. Break it over your knee. It's easy. Here's 13 arrows, which represented, I'm not sure, I don't remember why he picked 13, but break 13 arrows over your knee. And you can't do it. And what's the object lesson here is the Iroquois nation is strong because we're united, but it's organized in a way to protect the rights of the individual tribes, the individual members, the individual polities.
Representation close to home.
Yeah, there's an organizational secret, and that's what we've lost. And so
we don't have a democracy. It's not mob rule.
The Constitution guarantees every state a Republican form of government. Right now, as far as I can see it, there are zero states in the Union with Republican forms. The Republican forms we're talking about as they meant it. So I wanted to bring up this. There's a lot of argument about, you know, parties, political parties, and they're both so corrupt. I mean, they honestly
are. Businesses.
And so is the answer more political parties? And my response to that is, well, what stops the third or the fourth or the fifth party from becoming just as corrupt as the two we already have?
Mm-hmm.
If we're not living Republican forms of government, we don't have connected control. So it doesn't matter how many or how few political parties we have. If we don't have the connected control of them,
then there's nothing to stop that corruption from happening. The answer is not even necessarily term limits, right?
Right.
Because the system is corrupt.
We learned our lesson in the presidential.
The system is
corrupt. Look at the presidential term limit. It didn't work.
The best type of term limits is an engaged public living the Republican forms and retiring people who need to be retired.
Yeah, elections are term limits. We already have them, but nobody uses them.
Right.
Yeah.
So democracy is such an interesting thing. And every state has replaced their Republican forms with democracy, forms of democracy. And that's part of why it's hurting us. And our founding fathers were afraid of it. Like, if you want to go back to the historical language, there's so many things we can learn from the opposite, too. You know, we've been talking about republic, but John Marshall said that, he said, between a balanced republic and democracy, the difference is like that between order and chaos. Thomas Jefferson said, this is a letter to Henry Dearborn in 1822, without becoming familiarized with the habits and practices of self-government, the political vessel is all sail and no ballast, right?
Yeah.
Without our neighborhood councils, all sail and no ballast. Thomas Jefferson said to Edward Everett in 1824, the qualifications for self-government in society are not innate. They are the result of habit and long training, which is why the institutionalization of the neighborhood councils, so it's an ongoing thing. It has to become part of the culture, right?
Right?
We've lost that everywhere.
Right.
Thomas Jefferson said to Samuel Kercheval in 1816, the spirit of our people would oblige even a despot to govern us republicanly. Oh, look, there's that word. I didn't coin it. Republican, I can't even say
Republican-y.
But Thomas Jefferson, I mean, it would be hard for a despot to govern us if we had the Republican forms of government that they meant to establish.
I totally agree. Let's take a call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, I was calling in to talk about the definition of republic. Something you said, Paul, that's really at the core of it is the contract aspect of it, the covenant.
Yeah, the covenant.
Now, by definition, if you look in the dictionary, it just says representative government. But if you send representatives and there's no contract that puts limits on the government, you're sending people that could be tyrants. And that doesn't make sense to or people say that they're being represented by people that can potentially be tyrants.
Mm-hmm.
So
well, that's
in
what
all
we're doing.
Republics in history, the true republics have had a contract. So the contract America today is the Constitution. The Romans, founding fathers took a lot from the Romans. One of the reasons, it was the only other great republic in our history. And their contract, their law, was the 12 Tables of Rome. And what do these contracts do? They provide freedom. How? Based on the principle that's so important, everybody should remember this. The essence of liberty is a limitation on government. And these contracts do that. They limit what government can do. So this is a really very important part of a republic. Now, reason why people don't understand the definition, because a bunch of people have been calling republics that are the opposite of republics.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The Soviets, the communists, often call their governments republics, and that's full people. I had a friend that she was the refugee for the Soviet Union, and she hated republics because it
that's
was
what
communism.
They called it.
That's right.
So
yeah.
It's really important we learn. It's
we
not
have
just
a big
it's
language
not just
problem.
Patient, but it's also a covenant. The limits government.
Thank you. Love that.
I love that. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And just for the people who might just be joining us, the covenant aspect of it really is a dual incentive structure where people who want to rule can't get on the ballot without the permission of the representatives from the neighborhoods who will vet them and make sure that merit is what gets them there.
Sure.
Not money, fame, and incumbency.
And nice rhetoric. We have a lot of... It's broken, and I'm going to fix it.
Right.
I mean, I'm so tired of hearing that, and then they don't do a thing, or they get bought and sold the second they get in.
So we do have representative government right now, but it's not—it's not bound by that dual incentive. It's not bound by that covenant. So it's like more of a trapping of the republic, but it's not the essence of what makes it work. That's what you got to figure out. You got to get back to your states and figure out how to put Republican forms of government back in place in each state.
Mm-hmm.
So
true. It's so true. Go ahead.
So, well, anyway, John Adams, I'm just looking at some of these quotations. John Adams, remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself.
That's so true.
There never was a democracy yet that did not commit suicide. He said that in 1814.
He talked a lot. John Adams talked a lot about, because I was reading their letters to each other, him and Abigail, his wife, and they were such great letters. But he talked a lot about being worried about the virtue of man, because he thought the virtue of man will bring the man down. And the minute that it brings the man down, the man cannot desire the republic, because the man would not know how to contain it, would not know how to maintain it, would not know how to, what it's even about. Because he was comparing them to the Brits, and he was talking about the fact that they were whoring around a little, and he said that they were suffering from so much of their sin, like what they were doing, that they wouldn't know in their breast, he said, that what liberty is and how to defend it anymore, because it's so tied to actually God that you would, if you're these kind of credents out there, you would not even think about defending a republic. It wouldn't be in your mindset,
right?
Because you're the virtue of man.
When you understand what it really is, mm-hmm. you think of how powerful that is. The neighborhood council concept is mm-hmm. really, it's families. You know, it's right. gathering of families. That's a big part of it. So
the virtue of the family, the virtue of the individual plays a huge part in self-governance.
So de Tocqueville was really smart mm-hmm. when he came here. I love this quote, and listen for this moment we're living in right now, the COVID moment.
Okay.
Thus, not only does democracy make every man forget his ancestors, but it hides his descendants and separates his contemporaries from him. It throws him back forever upon himself alone, and threatens in the end to confine him entirely within the solitude of his own heart.
Wow.
Democracy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not a democracy, but we keep getting told that on the news, and they love that word, and they want to embrace that word so that the youth don't ever think about a republic, ever. Don't even ask any questions about it.
See if you can wrap your mind around this one mm-hmm. from de Tocqueville. No form or combination of social polity has yet been devised to make an energetic people out of a community of pusillanimous and enfeebled citizens.
I think we're seeing
Ouch,
that.
Right.
So how do we do this? How do we get back? And you know, I've said again and again right now, just because it's hemorrhaging, stop doing the party thing. Do more about the lawsuit thing and curbing all of the government that they've heaped on us, like with the state of emergency. Pam Popper's doing wonderful with that. And Make Americans Free Again is a website. Make Americans Free Again. Americans with an S. MakeAmericansFreeAgain.com. And you can go there every Thursday night, and they gather because they're going after the state of emergency. Once that falls, then we also have to work on this aspect, because you have to then go in with the right frame of mind and the right education to understand what you're saving and why, right? To even
maintain
it. By the
way, I really like that, because that's kind of reigniting the ancient council fires.
Yeah.
That is. Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. Be right. Remember the John Adams calling the midnight judges? Yeah. But, you know, I mean, it has to go to court. We still have a constitution. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. More with Dr. Paul Gooch.
Can you imagine not being stressed going to the dentist? So often going to the dentist includes feeling pressured. Well, you don't have to imagine anymore. At Imagine Family Dentistry, they believe in no pressure. They'll tell you what you need, and you tell them what you want. And if you don't have insurance, it's okay. Imagine Family Dentistry has a value savings plan. You can save hundreds of dollars utilizing it. And with their new patient exam, they just make it so easy. At Imagine Family Dentistry, new patients receive an exam, a cleaning, x-rays, and a hygiene kit, all for only $75. At that price, you can afford to get the whole family in. Just imagine a dentist that doesn't pressure you. They simply take care of you and your family. Visit Imagine Family Dentistry today, located off Bluff Street between Kmart and Smith's. Or to make an appointment, call 435-656-1111. That's 435-656-1111.
Nothing is more exciting than getting a swim spa from PDC Swim Spas or a hot tub from Hot Spring or Dimension One. There is a multitude of reasons to own your own
hot tub or swim spa, like possible weight loss, getting in shape, cardiovascular health, or just improving your overall health. That's why Absolute Comfort Spa and Pool will make it quick, easy, and affordable for you to purchase your own swim spa or hot tub. Learn more today and improve your health at Absolute Comfort Spa and Pool, voted number one best of Southern Utah.
Hi, this is John with Copiers for Sale, a division of Steamroller Copies. Did you know that we sell and service copiers, plotters, and more? Our unique business model allows us to offer 30 to 50% savings on your copier lease or purchase. Owning copy stores for almost three decades has taught us distinctive purchasing strategies. With our experience, we will reduce your equipment costs and give you better service. Call me now at 435-862-6000 for a free bid. That's 435-862-6000.
Steamroller Copiers!
At Intermountain Healthcare, we understand that COVID hasn't stopped babies from being born, emergencies from happening, or the need for doctor visits. We all still have health needs. So at Intermountain, we continue to have measures in place to safely care for you now and in the future. So please, don't put off the care you need, especially for stroke-like symptoms, chest pain, difficulty breathing, or other urgent care. We continue to be here for you. Visit intermountainhealthcare.org to learn how to get the care you need.
Ladies, if your husband's ED is putting a strain on your relationship, know that I am here to help. Hi, I'm Lisa with Vitality Health for You, your local St. George Gainswave provider. Gainswave is a non-invasive, drug-free treatment for ED. Are you ready to eliminate the insecurities and bring back the fire to your relationship? Take the first step. Schedule a free consultation with me at vitalityhealthforyou.com.
Would you love a new kitchen or bathroom but don't know how to afford it? Heritage Reverse Mortgage can help you access the money you need for that remodel project. It will transform your home into the home you love. Call Heritage Reverse Mortgage for financing options. We can also connect you with one of our contractor partners who specialize in remodels and will bring your dream to life. Call 435-359-9000 or visit us at heritagereversemortgage.com. NMLS number 1497455. Not all borrowers will qualify.
It's the Love Your Floor sale going on now at Ogden's Flooring and Design with prices you'll love on carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl tile, laminate, and more. Plus, get a free premium pad upgrade and lifetime labor warranty on carpet and 0% interest for 12 months OAC.
This is Jill at Ogden's Flooring and Design. Come experience our showroom complete with furniture, window coverings, and more. Everything from your floor to ceiling. We've got you covered. We're near Costco on 850 North. See you soon.
Ogden's Flooring and Design.
I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru for Columbus Travel and Delta Vacations. Run away to the sunny beaches of Hawaii and Mexico, including Cancun and Puerto Vallarta, all-inclusive. Book by February 12th and get up to an additional $350 discount or up to 70,000 bonus Delta Sky Miles. For the best travel deals on the planet, call Columbus Travel, 800-373-3328 or online at columbusvacations.com.
Below Retail is excited to announce they have in stock artificial grass by Turf Direct. With its industry-leading technology and realistic-looking product, you can create a beautiful, waterless, and maintenance-free environment at the most competitive pricing guaranteed. They encourage that you come and feel this high-quality product that will transform and beautify your landscaping. They're open to all you DIYers, contractors, and landscapers. Below Retail has turf that's hand-cut and ready to be hauled out the door same day. Visit TurfDirect.com. That's TurfDirect.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
While storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us all swear allegiance to a land that's still free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise up our voices to the air with this song.
get me all choked up.
I'm already having a hard time keeping my emotions in check while we're having this conversation today. You're
so
not helping
true.
Matters.
I know. I just got a letter from Ron Paul, and he was just commenting on an email, and he just said that shows like this are his hope in the future. And it just, I don't know. Anyway, welcome back. Welcome back to the show. We'll try to get through this. We have a lot at stake. And when I was reading John Adams, you know, letters to his wife during that time, what a telling way to talk about what was going on when we were trying to have America come forth, right? And he was saying how he was so worried about it. He was so worried about it because he was worried about all the sacrifice that was being made right then. He was worried about the fact that we wouldn't appreciate it, we wouldn't understand it, we wouldn't maintain it. He was worried. And he even said, you know, I should be, you know, just transported with enthusiasm right now, but I'm aware of the toil, the blood, the treasure that it will cost us to maintain this declaration, to support and defend these states. And he was so aware that, oh my gosh, we're doing all of this. Are you guys actually going to do this? No, in 2021, we're crapping all over it. Like, but this is, oh my gosh, we don't even, so many Americans don't even understand what we're losing.
Their humanity was just so
they're
good.
They're zombies. Yeah, I'm just, oh,
well, so there's
how
a lot to
do this?
So there's a lot to learn from them. Like, let's ransack the records of history.
That's
James Wilson,
yes.
Right?
Yes,
in
very
fact,
optimistic.
We brought this up earlier, but I think it's worth re-mentioning that this paradigm shift that our founding fathers had, that we weren't going to be ruled by people, not by arbitrariness, but by the rule of law, is seen in the letter to Abigail Adams to John, where she crossed out the word them, referencing the new government, and replaced it with it. Government
very
is
important.
It, not a them. That's, anyway, huge paradigm shift from that for them.
This was a hard paradigm shift. They'd never done this before. They were just hoping that it would work.
No, seriously, like, they had to do this.
Right.
I mean, they had to, like, create something that, anyway.
True.
I think
I have Dr. Paul Gooch with me, by the way, if you're just joining us.
So let's talk about political parties a little tiny bit, because this is an important idea. Federalist 10. Mm. Read the Federalist Papers. If you want to, that's one great source. If you want to understand what our founding fathers were really thinking when they were creating Republican forms of government. And Madison in Federalist 10, he's explaining that the problem with humanity is we factionalize, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to divide into parties no matter what. You can't stop that from happening. I mean, until, you know, yon glory when we are completely unified, there's no way we're not going to have parties. The answer is not whether we have parties or not, or whether there's five or two. The answer is the connected control that we're talking about. And he talks about that's almost the elephant in the room, our tendency to factionalize, and the expression of democratic forms of government always oppresses the minority. You can't get around that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he explains in Federalist 10 why Republican forms of government are the only way to protect against democratic oppression, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're trying to find clues to what Republican forms of government really means, that's, you know, they lay out the philosophical understanding of why. And it's just, but it's human nature, right? They build a system that took advantage of the weaknesses of human nature instead of exploiting them to our oppression.
It's so true. You know, we were just listening to that Madison Rising song, God Bless America. And in the end, it's really a beautiful statement, because it's God bless America, God please save America. But if you really notice back in the papers, and I noticed this, it was glaringly obvious, they did talk about God a lot. They talked about his divine intervention to have America, but they didn't ever say God will save it. They said the people had to.
Right.
Right. And when I was listening to that, it brought up that memory for me that, wow, you know, we get to that point where we're like, well, you know, all we have to do is pray. No, that's not all we do. We have to do much more than that, because we have to rely on that at the end of the day. We've got to rely on that, because we're not going to get through this without that. but it kind of bypasses all the work we have to do together in forming these groups and in understanding how to educate and how to get out there. And Ron Paul made a statement about all the shows, all the people out there educating, because he said that was the key. That was the answer. Get your kids in his homeschool program. Let's get true history taught. Let's start really getting the people to work, because we have not worked on this at all.
Well, so here we're talking about a republic being a covenant form of government. Mm-hmm. But you're really touching on an important point, and that is, this is such an interesting part. If you look at the tipping points in American history, mm-hmm. we always face this insurmountable odds. We can go through lots of these stories. We don't have time today, but God shows up with a miracle that's just spectacular.
Yes.
Every tipping point in America, there's some really interesting miracle.
The fog rolling in on the battle.
In fact, that's part of why I'm so excited right now, because I look at where we're at, like, this is probably the worst tipping point we've ever experienced. Like, we're in more trouble than we ever have been. So where's the miracle?
Right.
I'm like watching for it. But the thing is, we do, like you say, we have to do our part. George Washington really showed the methodology there. Like, he relied on it. We do our part, mm-hmm. and then we ask God for his part. You know, we ask mm-hmm. God for the miracle.
That's what George Washington did.
He
How do you think the
it.
Fog rolled in, but he went to battle every day?
And he wasn't just on his knees.
He didn't just sit there.
He was on his knees, but it wasn't just that.
Right.
They did their part, and mm-hmm. they tried to live. He encouraged his soldiers to you know, be devout. You know, you're going to fast and pray. We have this problem. And then he just expected the miracle, and he was such a faithful man. He got it. You got it.
Yep.
So that's a...
And those miracles depend on a lot of virtue in us, too. We need to be a virtuous people again. And how do we reclaim that?
But you know, the real simple thing is what we're talking about. And we really need to go regather in groups, mm-hmm. in groups of families, in neighborhoods. Somehow we have to reinstitutionalize the Republican form that we're talking about here, mm-hmm. which really is nobody gets on the ballot unless they've been delegated. Vetted mm-hmm. by delegates who are elected in the neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's the organizational secret mm-hmm. that makes sure that we have the strength of unity at the same time protecting the rights of the individual polities. That's the organizational secret. Restore that in 50 states and you'll fix this problem.
So
it really kind of boils down to that.
Yeah. That's so true.
In our state, Utah, mm-hmm. We used to have that until pretty recently. We called it the caucus convention system.
They got rid of it.
Mm-hmm. So here's another word that I mm-hmm. want to talk about, another historical word that has lost its meaning over time. And the best etymology I've ever seen is by a... hang on, I've got to find the right one here. It was done by a guy named Professor Williams. Sorry. William Harris.
Mm-hmm.
He was a professor of etymology at Middlebury College mm-hmm. in Vermont, a pretty liberal college. I found this a few years ago when we first started trying to save our caucus system. What does the word mean? I thought, God, is this a Greek word? How did this enter the lexicon? Well, it turns out that it's an Algonquin Indian word, and it means to gather in council. Right?
Hmm.
So just such an interesting little piece of history there. It wasn't shipbuilders mm-hmm. in Boston caulking their ships. It was really literally. In fact, the original word is Kalkawasu. In Professor William Harris's opinion, it's the only word in the political lexicon that is uniquely American. From our good Native American brothers, where we got so many of the ideas of how to run a republic.
Hmm.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So there's a word that's kind of lost its meaning, but functionally that gathering in council, those neighborhood council fires, is the living republicanly.
Wow. So how do we get people educated enough and turned around enough to embrace this idea? You know, how many cities out there are utilizing community properties for meetings, for open meetings, for people to come in and speakers to come and to be educated on this?
Yeah, so
you know, there's all kinds
of things we can do. Step is we have to relearn what all this means, honestly. Before we can even fix it, we have to relearn what it means. Yesterday, when I was driving to work, listening to your show, I have a confession to make. I listened to your show on 1.5 speed in a mad dash because I have to find some way to squeeze it all in. I love it. And on my way to work yesterday, I'm like, okay, come on, we need to have this conversation on the air. And then I'm like, well, how do I point people to, like, how are they going to find this information? Mm-hmm. So I just created a Facebook page and started sticking stuff in there. And then maybe what we can do is flesh that out a little bit. Well, I called it Remembering Our Broken Republic, I think is what I called it. And I thought I would try and have something. But I didn't have time to put it all together before we got on the air. But I wanted to make sure there's some way so people can kind of come and look for the historical quotes. And where do you find the juice to get interested in figuring out what all this really means?
I love that. Let's take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Kate.
Yeah.
Great show.
Thanks. Thank you.
Check out George Washington speaking about the Chief of Liberty.
Okay, you got it.
The keys of liberty, is that what he said?
Chief?
Oh, the chiefs of liberty, is that what?
Is that what you said?
I don't know if we lost him.
Oh, anyway.
The chiefs of liberty, I didn't hear it quite either, but.
Yeah. Oh, there's so many great quotes out there. There's so many. All you have to do is
the stories.
Yeah,
they're there.
You know what? And here's the other thing. They were going through so much of what we're going through now. And I hope people realize this, because a lot of people think that we can't do anything. And that's not true. You know, the founders had their own set of issues and problems that they were dealing with day to day. And they didn't know day to day what was going to happen, and uncertainty. And they were dealing with their enemies. And so I'm just telling you, there were so many parallels that I hope that gives people some comfort, knowing that no matter what time period you want to look at, even Ron Paul was talking about, look, in the 60s, we had all these murders of JFK and his brother and MLK. He said, I mean, can you imagine? They were just being murdered. I mean, we have had decades upon decades and centuries of all kinds of things that we've had to get through. We're not the first population. We just thought we had it easier. But we're now going to have to clean up this mess that we produced.
Right.
And so we have got to start educating and get this kind of thing out and have this understanding, because we actually can fight this. We can fight this. I know it seems too big. You've got the NSA, you've got all these other things, but we can do it. It's just, we kind of think that we're the only ones with this thing that we can't beat. No, are you kidding? They had worse odds in the revolution. They had worse odds. Like they were never supposed to win.
Right.
Outgunned, outmanned, you name it. They were never supposed to win that. But they still risked it all. And so are we willing to risk anything? Are you willing to have some courage and at least take the mask off? Because that's part of all this that's going on right now.
So the page I put together, I titled it Remembering America's Forgotten Republic. And I just threw some of my thoughts in it already. Like there's some content that needs to be put in there. But I would say I'm willing to help if there are key people from or states across the country who want to have the conversation about what this means. I know what this means, and I'm willing. I'm a busy guy. I have I have a clinic. I have to run a clinic. My job consumes almost all of my energy. But, you know, for the history that you know, we know why this matters. So I am willing, if anybody wants to contact me, or we'll try and put this, we'll start to compile some information and put it up.
Boy, it's great. Accessible. You brought some great stuff to the show today. So, I really appreciate
it. And it really
you.
Is like a 3-hour presentation. I've done a few times trying to like figure out how to squeeze it between commercials, right?
Right. I know. And you did a bang up job. Let me just tell you, because this is tough. I mean, you get interrupted all the time and it's insane and I'm talking too much. And so, yes, but I will say thank you, Paul, for coming in and teaching some of this, because it gets us back to our roots.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate what you do too so much. Thank you, Kate.
Well, I know you love this country. So do I. And I know all you do too. And that's why you're listening today. And I do hope you share these hours with the show with your friends and family and talk about these things at the dinner table. This is where that education starts. And we stopped eating together. We stopped eating dinner together as families. I don't know what in the world happened.
Fellowship is dead everywhere.
I know. We've got to get that back. Thanks again, Paul. You were amazing. A big shout out to Ron Paul and, of course, Alan Stevo. Face masks in one lesson. Get the book. Be faithful. Be fearless. Be fearless. Get your courage. Get your courage for the weekend. Everybody, see you on Monday.
Can you imagine not being stressed going to the dentist?
So often, going to the dentist includes feeling pressured. Well, you don't have to imagine anymore. At Imagine Family Dentistry, they believe in no pressure. They'll tell you what you need, and you tell them what you want. And if you don't have insurance, it's okay. Imagine Family Dentistry has a value savings plan. You can save hundreds of dollars utilizing it. And with their new patient exam, they just make it so easy. At Imagine Family Dentistry, new patients receive an exam, a cleaning, x-rays, and a hygiene kit, all for only $75. At that price, you can afford to get the whole family in. Just imagine a dentist that doesn't pressure you. They simply take care of you and your family. Visit Imagine Family Dentistry today, located off Bluff Street between Kmart and Smith's. Or to make an appointment, call 435-656-1111. That's 435-656-1111.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.